Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi D'mayi Daf Mem Aleph, and we are starting about the sixth line with the words Rav Oven. And in the Vilna source of daf, it's a little bit past the halfway mark on Yud Tes Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Mars Miriam Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Now, our Mishnah had taught how to designate and remove the necessary things from a loaf of bread that's demai, and the lashon of the Mishnah had implied the meiser was being designated for the entire loaf, including the challah that has to be separated for the kain, which means, in essence, the challah coming from a dough which is demai needs to have meiser separated from it. And the Gemara asked why that's so, for we learned at the beginning of the Masechta the challah is pater from demai. So yesterday we gave the answer that our Mishnah is according to Beis Shammai, the challah does need to be taken off of demai, but now the Gemara is going to provide a different answer. And over here it's important to know what the lashon in the Mishnah was. Our Mishnah had told us that the fellow designated Trumas Meiser and the Meiser from the entire loaf by saying, Mimasha Yesh Kan, from what is here, meaning Meiser and Trumas Meiser are being designated from what is here, implying that he's designating Meiser and Trumas Meiser from the entire loaf, which is what led to our question. So here's another answer to the question. Rab Oven says the name of Rab Shammai, who says, B'shem Rab Acha, Shmalon Min De Basra, let's learn the answer from later on. What's later on? This is the Mishnah on the next daf. Haraitz al Hafresh Truma, Trumas Meiser Ka'achas, someone who has a whole pile of Tevel, and he wants to designate Truma and Trumas Meiser all at the same time. And the Mishnah over there details how he's able to do that, meaning what lashon he uses. And even though the lashon over there used could be understood to mean that he's separating Trumas Meiser for the entire pile, and we could technically ask on that, what do you mean? He's not separating Trumas Meiser for the entire pile. Trumas Meiser is only being separated for what needs to have Trumas Meiser taken from it. It's not the whole thing. And come on to Tamar Taman, just like it says over there what it says, and even though the lashon over there used could lead us to have issues, what that lashon over there means is chutz min aroy lekadosh shem truma, except for it's able to be truma. V'hacha, so too over here we would say chutz min aroy lekadosh shem chala, except for what's roy to be chala. The answer is as follows: that mission describes how a person can separate truma and trumas meiser at the same time. Now, if we were to take the lashon of that mission as being precise, we would have an issue because, as we're going to see tomorrow, the lashon over there implies that a hundredth of the produce is being designated as trumas meiser when it's really not so. A hundredth of what remains after separating truma and meiser is Trumas Meiser. So the Lashon of the Mishnah over there can't be taken literally. As the Gemara just said, the Lashon over there just means Chutz Min Aroy L'Kadosh Shem Truma, except for what's Roy to be M'Kudosh for Truma and for Meiser. And it's the same thing over here. The Lashon of our Mishnah, Mimash Yesh Kan, from what is over here, can simply be understood as referring to the portion of bread here which is Chayiv in Meiser, which excludes the Challah. In other words, the Challah that's being separated from our bread in our Mishnah is not Chayiv in Challah, and he's only separating Meiser and Trumas Meiser from the rest of the bread, not from the part that's being designated as challah. Now continuing on to analyze the Mishnah. Tanin had said in our Mishnah, challah bein rishon l'sheni, the challah is being taken off of this bread in between ma'aser rishon and ma'aser sheni. As we had said, first we take off ma'aser rishon, then trumas ma'aser, then challah, and the last thing that's designated is the ma'aser sheni. But the problem with that is that we know in the Torah, challah is called truma. So if challah is called truma, then technically the challah should be separated before ma'aser rishon. Why are we separating it after the ma'aser rishon? So my malfa on base on top, we have two answers for this. Rabbi Yehuda says, b'shem Zaira, so Samaris, this tells us the challah in Bamishan Baal Ta'acher. There is no issue of Baal Ta'acher when we're dealing with challah. What's Baal Ta'acher? So literally, Baal Ta'acher means don't delay. And over here, it refers to separating or designating various things out of order, which we know one is not allowed to do usually. Truma is taken off first, then Meiser Rishon. The Levi separates Truma's Meiser from his Meiser Rishon. Then the original is going to separate Meiser Sheni or Ani, depending on the year of the Shemitah cycle. And nothing's allowed to be done out of order. And over here, by our Mishnah telling us the challah can be taken off after Meiser Rishon, it must be telling us that there is no issue of Baal Ta'acher when it comes to challah, and he can take off challah out of order. Now, another answer, which is the exact opposite, Rabbi Yossi says, B'shem Rabbi Zeira, Ein Mishnah Amura Al Seder. This Mishnah was not taught in order, and actually, challah does need to be taken off before Meiser Rishon. Now, the Gemara asks on our whole question that there's a specific order that things have to be taken off in. V'lobi Demai Non Kaiman, aren't we talking about Demai? Lo Kein Amar Rabba Bered Rabbi Chia B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, didn't Rabba, the son of Rabbi Chia, say B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, Masnisa B'demai? The our Mishnah is dealing with Demai, implying that we're not discussing Vaday, something which is 100% Chayv and Trumas HaMaisres. And over here, we're talking about Demai, which means that there is no specific order that things have to be taken off in. That's only with Vaday, meaning only when we have produce, which is 100% Chayv in everything, is there a specific order. But over here, there's no specific order anyway, so why are we even asking the question? So my answer is, Tanya Rebchir, Rebchir taught in Nebraisa, Af Bevaday. And our Mishnah is actually talking about Vaday, meaning our Mishnah could also be talking about a case where he has a loaf loaf of bread, which is vaday, and it's not damai. And alei Rabbi Yonah b'shem Rabbi Zeira Omar, it was on that case that Rabbi Yonah said in the name of Rabbi Zeira, zaysay meres chalo ein ba mishum ba'al ta'acher, that we can learn from our Mishnah, from the fact that it said the chal is taken off after ma'aser rishon, that there is no issue of ba'al ta'acher with chalo. Or second answer, Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Zeira Omar, Rabbi Yosi said in the name of Rabbi Zeira, a Mishnah amura al seder, that this Mishnah was not said in order, elo taktim chal rishon, rather the chal actually does need to come off before ma'aser rishon, and don't learn from our Mishnah, the chal could be taken off after ma'aser rishon. Now the Gemara Sashitas Rabbi Yosi, the chal has to be separated before ma'aser. Me'atav, that's really so, here's the proper girsa, loy tehe chal chayav as b'ma'aseris, chal should not be chayav in ma'aser, u'ma'aseris yiyu chayav in b'chal. Whereas Meiser should be Chayiv in Challah. And why is that so? Shekol Kadim is Chaveroi, Chaverim is Chayiv by. Anything that comes before its friend is Chayiv in it. Which means the earlier on in the order this thing comes, the next thing is Chayiv in it. For example, let's just take Truma Gedayla and Meiser. Meiser is Chayiv in Truma Gedayla, but Truma Gedayla is not Chayiv in Meiser. So let's say a person separated Meiser before they separated Truma Gedayla, there is some Truma Gedayla in that Meiser that still needs to be given to the Kayin. As opposed to the other way around, once Truma Gedayla has been separated, there's no Meiser that needs to be taken off of that, and the Meiser that's given from the main produce doesn't have any Truma Gedayla in it either. So according to Rabbi Yosi, by saying that Challah comes before Meiser Rishon, that means that once Challah is separated, it shouldn't be Chayiv in Meiser Rishon anymore, because it comes before Meiser Rishon. But we see not like that from our Mishnah, because we had just said previously in the Gemara that only challah coming from a bread which is demai is pater from meiser, but that implies that challah coming from bread which is definitely tevel is chayv in meiser. So this doesn't fit in Shitas Rabbi Yosi that there's this concept of bal ta'acher by challah, that challah has to be taken off before meiser. So Membe's Amar Alpha on the top, the Gemara answers, Vitani Kane, but we have a Braisa that teaches like Rabbi Yosi, meaning it's going to defend Rabbi Yosi. And what does the Braisa tell us? Ha'oisa isim in a tevel, someone who makes his dough from 100% tevel, bein shechtim chala truma, bein shechtim truma lechala, whether he takes off truma before chala or after chala, masha asa asui, whatever he did was done, meaning everything he did was valid over here. However, chala loy te'achat sheetzi alea truma, and truma loy te'achat sheafresh alea chala. The chala is not to be eaten until truma is taken off of it, and the truma is not to be eaten until the chala is taken off of it. In other words, we see over here that even though something was done out of order, since we're talking about a chiv that's coming simultaneously, meaning the chiv of truma and chala is coming at the same time over here, because now he has a bread which is chayv in truma and chala, so then each one is chayv in the other one. In a standard case, for example, when we're dealing just with grain and we're not dealing with bread that's chayv in chala, grain obviously is not chayv in chala, so then something which is taken off out of order is chayv in the thing that previously should have been taken off. Again, for example, if he took off ma'aser rishon before separating truma gedayla, so that means that there's a little bit of truma gedayla in this ma'aser that has to be taken off, but not vice versa. If he takes off truma gedayla before ma'aser rishon, so there's no truma gedayla that needs to be taken off of this ma'aser rishon. But over here, since we have multiple chiyuvim coming at the same time, he has a loaf of bread which is chayv in truma and in challah, so then no matter which order he takes them off in, the truma is chayv in the challah and the challah is chayv in the truma. And that's what we're doing over here in Shitas Rabbi Yosi. We're talking about a loaf of bread which is chayv in multiple things simultaneously, so no matter when the challah is taken off, it's still going to be chayv in meiser. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about the proper order that we're supposed to be separating challah in. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.